The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
When we last left Ella Ruggiero, yes, she's the Cinderella, she was in a hard place with no actual proof that her father's legacy belonged to her other than in words, potentially leaving room for her stepmother and stepsisters to take over her world, in more ways than one. But we also learn she is not one to give up without a fight, as she dons her mother's slippers and a beautiful gown to a royal festival where she might have been invited in her stepmother's name, but now she can arrive as herself. At the festival in the royal palace, she meets the two princes, Giovanni and Due, the latter making a connection with Ella before she disappeared at the stroke of midnight. And now we present the continuation of that story, The Cinders, Part 2, on The Elephas Hour.
Okay, Mistress. On the second night of His Highness's ball, Ella returned in the same guise, under the same circumstances. Antonia had left no indication of the previous night's altercation, nor did she change Ella's position for the night. Hence...
Thank you. We had this at home. Come to think.
Miss... It's Prince, too.
Oh, you're talking to...
Right. I know my name, you don't know yours. I mean, I know... I don't know your name.
One of those could be right.
Looking for something?
Almost certainly.
Do you know me, too? Not for hors d'oeuvres, or...
No. Someone told me they were French. Are we going back to that garden?
I'd like to, but... We've got a clear view of the palace on the lawn, don't we? We can see most everyone in there. On the terrace.
Yes. And if we were to dance...
Oh, no.
It's a suggestion, Your Highness. There's people dancing now. They're looking at each other. Not anyone else.
All right. Well, you've done this before.
I've been to many parties.
From your employers?
Dancing shouldn't mix with work.
Well, you're... looking around.
So are you, still. What for?
My brother, if you must know.
Saving a dance for him?
No. But I'm sure he's convinced we'll be married in the next week.
Get away.
If I did, he'd look for you, then me. He's interested in you.
Should I dance with him, then?
He's entertaining the Princess Desta, so I wouldn't get my hopes up.
Did I just hear a scream of jealousy?
Where? He wants to know all about you. Where you're from, who your family is. He's very adamant.
Too bad.
You could save him the trouble and tell me.
I thought I did.
I can only call you Miss, and you're a local from a locality. That's not a lot. Names and houses matter for my brother. Rank and all that is just a waste of time.
I believe they are important. They show you who you are.
A name? A family?
You've got a title.
I don't want it. I wonder if Father knew that.
You miss your father.
Just wish he wasn't dead.
He is. He's gone. We live our lives past them.
You're right. I'm here to live on.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be dragging behind me. I can forget him.
That's not what I...
Don't you see? I need to leave all of this. He left me with a mausoleum. Not to mention a rule book about how to take charge of this and that. And be friendly, but not too friendly. They're just peasants. Is that him or you?
Definitely him.
This is the best thing that could have ever happened. He's dead to me.
He was your father. He left you a good life. You should be thanking him.
He's dead.
You know what I mean. You don't think you're beholden to carry what he left you just a little while?
That's Giovanni's job.
His legacy deserves your attention. I'd do the same. I am doing the same. That's what we're meant to do for them. He deserves that, at least.
Yours did. Because he was so wonderfully perfect.
I never said that.
I'd like to meet him now.
Well, you can't. He was killed.
Really?
I've never spoken about it. Everything that was his could be gone now. Unless I do something about it. I want to take back my family name. Because I owe it to him. Because that is who I am.
I thought you were a teacher.
And listening, that's who I want to be.
How will you manage both?
Maybe I won't. But I won't let them take my life away.
Are we talking about your employers again? Who are they? Maybe I can help you.
Has the Caterina family been announced?
You mean them?
So how long did it take you to master this saxophone?
Well, it depends on where you learn it from. Me, I was self-taught.
Really?
You could say that. Might I say you ladies look very fine.
I should go. It's not even midnight yet. All right, we'll go.
You'll have to tell me more about the parties. And you'll have to tell me how you plan to get away from all this. Which you shouldn't. If we see each other again.
I wouldn't rule it out. Go. Hurry.
I forgot about these steps. Still, if I... What happened? Why can't I lift my... Someone stuck something on the...
Dear guest! Why are you leaving so soon?
Prince Giovanni?
It's no use moving, that's pitch. A little stronger than glue.
Can't stay. Can't stay. Wait. I've got one slipper loose.
Wait.
And... That will have to do. Oh, this was a bad idea.
Wait, I said... Gold slipper left behind. As much as the servants could learn from the known cobblers in the province, only one pair of these was made. One pair and no receipts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Is the festival still on?
It's over, Your Highness.
Oh, that's awful. I'm supposed to talk about our ambassadors at some point.
I was discussing the owner of this slipper.
Genius. Maybe that was her.
We have a male ambassador. You?
It varies.
What did you do?
You son of...
King, so are you.
Pitch on the secret
stairs. Who showed her them in the first place? I wanted her back before the festival was over.
Why?
For some reason, you two spent more than 2 seconds together. We have to consider her as a potential companion for you. You want me to marry her? We haven't gotten there yet. What is her background, her status? Why did she leave in the first place?
She told me she had employers.
She probably had to return to work before late.
Unless she's a teetotaler and hated you.
We'll start the search for the slipper's owner.
Please don't do this, Giovanni. Don't do this to her. Or me.
I definitely have to do this to you, so you don't shoot the palace down.
I've recovered, I swear.
I will find her.
What if she doesn't want to be found?
Ha!
What if she's lower class?
I'm sure there's a job she can fill or something, but... I won't have you be alone, moping and acting less than you should. We will find this girl.
His Highness soon sent a coalition of his guards throughout the province, with a command to find the girl whose foot fit the sole gold slipper left behind on that fateful night, and delivering them to the palace. As the days passed, His Highness's frustration was matched only by Ella Ruggiero herself, who was no closer to learning a vital part of her father's legacy.
Oh, good morning, Miss Ella. Here to see Signor Lorenz again? Is he in? Yes, but someone else is too. Someone else. Wait.
Are you sure I can't offer you anything? A biscuit. I cannot find any anyway. I did review the documents you found, Miss Katerina. Your notes were unnecessary, but surprisingly helpful. You must have known Signor Ruggiero very well in that time you had. I had to tell myself to think like him. So, what happened? Oh, well. I'm afraid the question to who he left his resources to is touchy. See. This is... What are these? He left everything to me. That one is the exact same will. But it has Ella's name. What does that mean? There's two wills that are exactly the same. He didn't leave different things to different persons. Who inherits? At the moment, it could be both of you. I was hoping it would be a joint thing. He signed both at the same time. Was this close to the day, the time he passed? Yes. He must have spoken with my senior. I wasn't there when he wrote this up. So he... Why would he do this? I suggest discussing this with Ella. Something can work here.
Can it? Did you hear about Prince Giovanni? Goodbye. Why would he do this? He loved both of us, but I thought he... What was he thinking? It could be Antonia. Or me. So what now? What? This is my house, isn't it? It's the Ruggiero house. It's all he talked about. He left me with this. And then he got married. But it's mine. As Ruggiero, it's mine. But...
What is this?
Stepmother's Day? Elena and Maria. It'd be up to me. They're family. No. They're invaders. So what? Kick them out? I can't do that. But if I don't, wouldn't she take this away from me? Like before? She wouldn't do that.
She wouldn't.
He'll listen.
You discuss this? Why are you even discussing this now?
I need that time.
Then, you are not a Ruggiero. You aren't worthy of your name.
No, I just need...
You are ungrateful.
I'm not ungrateful.
You would take your family belongings for a night of foolishness and then turn and give them to those who would cast you out.
No.
It's all smeared on your face. You've made this day nothing but ashes and cinders. You failed.
No, I still have time.
To do what?
It's her. She's got both papers at least. I'll hide. Ella?
Good fire. Why do I have to understand? I know you, Daniel. I know what you want. But there'll be no fighting. Your daughter's better than you. That's the problem. Ruggiero. She has to understand. When I tell her, she will...
Wait, did she... It's hers. Mine's... No, please. Stepmother?
Mother? Ella? Where are they? She's probably in the... You got one. Dirty bird. That's what you get. Is it... There's blood. What have you done? You think I'm sorry? So small. I didn't mean. They're probably still in the house. You're right. Let's go see.
Stepmother.
What? What's happened?
You've got a cut right there.
Is it bad?
I'll take you to the house. Stepmother.
Stepmother. Who are you? No, I remember Signor Ruggiero. That was his name.
Well, it was Yes. I don't understand.
Did Mother trip?
She fell.
He hasn't come back from meeting that person.
Lorenz?
That's where you went.
What was his name?
No. Baron. That was him. I never met him. No. No, he's not coming back, is he?
No. How much does she remember? I'm figuring this out.
Wait, what's... This is... Your house, Ella? Congratulations. But where's the rest? Looks banned away. There has to be a letter for this.
F?
How much you've got that taken care of, I'll bet. I'm glad for you, Ella. I mean it. Mother, where are you going? Where was my room in this place? Hang on.
You come over here. Tell us what happened from the start. Did she come to visit you in that shed? I think she did. Did she talk about that will back there? Is that real? Maria, we need to find out if that's real. So what if it is? We just want to understand.
There's someone at the door.
Yes, we know. Tell them to leave.
You should leave.
No, Ella, the specifics. What are they? I hate it when I don't have specifics.
He's called Prince Giovanni of... What's that? I don't think he does this on a regular basis. Oh.
Please, show him in.
Come on.
Your Highness.
Good evening, ladies. There's three. A very handsome house. I will be brief. My coalition searches for a lady whose foot is fitted to this golden slipper. Would you each be willing for a fitting?
It's that kind of visit.
Your Highness. Am I supposed to, or...
Allow me. No?
Might I ask what happens if it does fit?
I will safely conduct her to the palace. Might I ask the name of this house?
The House of Ruggiero.
Your Highness?
I don't think... But... No. And you? Please.
Your Highness. So she went...
Brava, my lady. What is your name?
Ella
Ruggiero.
Forgive me for the pitch on the stairs, but I didn't long for an introduction. My brother is famously tight-lipped.
Sometimes.
You do know him. Shall we see him together? I have found her. Prepare the carriage.
Is he a horse or a car man? I just want to see.
Brava, Ella.
Is the carriage ready?
It really is a beautiful house.
Halt!
Ruggiero in triumph. Singled out by royalty. Word began to spread of Ella being the find of His Highness's search. And the name Ruggiero became a word of interest once again.
You can wait, I suppose.
Now that she rode with His Highness, what need had such a fortunate girl of a simple yet respectable house with a few poultry and a smoky shed? What need had she of the intruding family who had cast off the name Ruggiero?
Daniel Ruggiero, will it's on my mind, Antonia Caterina.
What need beyond loyalty and devotion?
I can't believe it.
And you made her fetch coffee. Go wait.
What are we to her now?
What does that matter? I just said go away.
But, oh my god, what is it doing? Belena? Run! Run!
Such family needed no further thought. New opportunities awaited.
This way. Lady of Ruggiero.
Your Highness, I...
What is this?
Right. What are you doing?
Let me...
Don't help me. I can...
Come back!
Who are you? What is going on?
Wait a second.
Douay.
Yes. Can we go, please?
Did you just try to kidnap me?
I was trying to save you. Ella, I was right about my brother having us married.
Eventually?
In a week? It's very likely.
At least you didn't try it at my house.
I don't know where you live, but listen. This is our chance to run away from both our lives. A chest of gold coins, a priest already at the palace.
I don't think you want to do this, do I? If you're selfish enough...
What makes you think I'm selfish?
We just spent 2 nights together, but I think I have a solid impression.
I'm sorry. But do you want to be married?
Oh, no. But thinking about what I left behind...
Now you're gonna tell me where you're from?
But
don't do this again! We're just in a forest somewhere. You don't know where we are. I don't know where we are.
Are you serious?
I had a map. Back in the saddle.
Fortunately, I think we're near my house. You think your brother's going to forgive you for this?
I don't want to go back to the palace. I live somewhere else.
Wonderful loyalty, that is.
Just because you are to your employers and your family.
They're both. My employers and my lord. As much as I don't want to marry you, I did tell your brother my name. There at the palace, I'd have it.
Did you lose your home?
Tried not to. My father had 2 wills, one for my stepmother and one for me. I don't know why.
Old coot.
He was like you in one area. More than willing to shoot. But while you don't seem to care about your name, he'd actually kill a man before taking a shot to his. He was about to, one night, thanks to a drunken man breaking in and damaging his store. My father ordered a duel. And he lost. I'm the last of his name. My stepmother wanted me to believe it was an embarrassment. She nearly burned my will to the cinder, so I knocked her out. Too angry, too late. Oh.
Does this work as I told you so?
What?
We can't go back.
We should. Thought I was doing this for my father.
I wasn't.
Let me finish. Because of him, I wouldn't be a teacher. My stepfamily treated me like a servant. Thought I needed his honor back. When does honor mean getting rid of brothers? Come on.
Aren't those...
They're not my employers, they're my... What the... Who's there? Maria.
Elena. We're sitting on the house steps. Don't stop us.
What happened?
Don't take our sheets off!
Don't laugh at us. Elena, your face. Your eyes.
Maria, your eyes!
This is why we wanted to get rid of the birds, you know? They attacked. Look at me. We can't. We can't see.
Please don't tell us you brought a boy home.
She didn't. What? We're supposed to tell Mother if you came back. She's in the house. Come in. Stepmother, how's your head?
Better. Were you going to tell me about the other will? What happened in the shed?
You had both wills. You just burned mine. I was upset. And knocked you out with a poker. I was hiding.
I'm still trying to remember things. But I remember a Mr. Serrano. I told you about him.
You mentioned him once.
First man I married. He knew my last name was Caterina, but he did not much care for it. I was a Serrano then. And as far as he was concerned, forever. I was always known by who I married. Never for myself. And Elena and Maria were taught to embrace it too. But he sent us away. After I asked. Free to find someone else. But I always wondered. Would he be the same?
I don't.
He left you as family. I am not your enemy.
I am not your servant.
You were Ruggiero's child. A proud family.
You wanted me lower than you?
How did it feel?
You want this house.
What would you have us do? This Ruggiero.
I would have you finally come into your own. I hurt you. I don't feel as though a legacy is worth that. I should know it's not worth losing yourself to someone else again. This is your house.
But the prince,
nothing happened with that.
Your room is open.
Thank you.
Wait. You've lost also.
You lost to me.
I lost to you.
What is that? Petty.
How are we to be sure we don't do this again?
What would you do?
Indeed. What would you do?
Are you asking me?
That is what they wanted to know.
Is this like an allegory or something?
I'm not getting involved.
It's like the lawyer said, they'll have to figure it out for themselves.
I am afraid that is where they finished their account.
Please, never relay anything like this again. It's hard being a prince.
I should hope so.
I'll leave off. I have a wedding to go to. Coming?
Let me dress for it.
Sire, the string quartet will be performing as opposed to the band who appeared at the festival. What's the delay?
This way.
Are we back in the bushes?
More like one of those topiary mazes.
Are you going to break out the saxophone later at dinner?
What was the plan again? Did the others say they're going to back up? We're doing small and intimate, we don't need them.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but figure the specifics later. Later.
I did write a song for you since we last met, Maria.
What's it called?
Sweet Sparrow.
It's just instrumental, right?
Oh, Ella, I thought you'd be at the wedding.
I'm learning not to crash in without an invitation.
I must make amends. I feel as
though... No, you don't.
Why don't you stay? That is not just my house, it's ours.
I can, but... You know, the school's further than... There is a place I can rent. It's very nice. Gives a quick way into town.
I drove you away. Thought I was better than what I've been.
I think you are. I'm not. Ruggiero's aren't. I am a Ruggiero.
Are all Ruggieros the same?
What would my father think?
I think you would be at ease. Easier if we were too.
Right. Right. Well. Oh no.
It was champagne.
Yeah, I hate weddings.
He's a different story. But I'll let it rest for now.
Still, you should catch up to him.
No. You're right. Dewey. Dewey, where are you going?
Leave me alone. I'm all messed up now.
You're messed up. We need to talk about...
I don't want to talk. Just let me get out of this.
Well, just wait. You're making a bigger mess of yourself than...
It's his fault. I can't breathe.
What did you... What is this? What did you spell? What would you do?
So it does have an ending. You've been listening to The Cinders on The Elephas Hour. The Cinders was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also provided all the voices and the music.
If you like this episode or just wanted to discuss it, be sure to subscribe and or leave comments. Tune in 3 weeks for the next installment of The Elephas Hour.